How many of you have seen the videos of the atrocities in Gaza and the West Bank that our taxpayer dollars are financing? Our government representatives in Congress are facilitating, and our president is waging in the Middle East. You don't have to raise your hand. But have you seen? Have you seen the live feed videos coming out of those locations? Have you seen the bodies of the little babies blown apart? Have you seen the families in their entirety, entire families of maybe 15 or 20 wiped out? Have you seen the reports of the medical doctors? Have you seen the video coming out of the hospitals? Have you seen the videos coming out of the aid shelters, the tents, the churches, the schools, the mosques? Have you seen the videos? The Western media has done their best to hide from the American people the atrocities of the Gaza genocide. But the videos are there online via the internet for all to see. You don't have to go very far. 3 or 4 clicks of the mouse, and you can see what I'm talking about for yourself. They are omnipresent. Over 100 children. Children are being murdered or seriously wounded every single day in Gaza, up to this very day. Had you seen the 8 and 9 year old boys and girls with their brains blown out with a single bullet from a sniper rifle? Have you seen that? Have you seen a pregnant Palestinian mother, 8 or 9 months pregnant, with a single shot by a sniper into her stomach? Have you seen that? I was around during the Vietnam War. I remember watching the nightly news. We didn't have internet back in those days. All you had was CBS, NBC, and ABC. At that time, we didn't even have CNN. That came later. Those three major networks, every night in the evening news, would show wounded U.S. soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines in Vietnam with their legs blown off, with their arms missing, dead on the ground. The media was there taking pictures and feeding it to the American people every night on the three major networks. All three major networks were showing what was going on in Vietnam. Yet today, those same networks, and all the rest of them for that matter, are doing everything they can to hide from the American people the travesty and the slaughter that's going on in Gaza. And I'm sorry, Mr. Trump, I'm sick and tired of hearing you say how many people are being killed in Ukraine, and we all know that a lot of people are being killed in Ukraine. And you keep talking about all the people that are being killed in Ukraine. I have not yet heard you once say anything about the people that are being killed in Gaza. Yeah. I guess you only care about white people. The Ukrainians are white. And you don't want white people to die. But the Gazans are not white. They're not Caucasian. So they don't have a soul. You don't care about them. There's a podcast called Redacted. How many of you know about that? It's hosted by Clayton and Natalie Morris. Clayton Morris used to be a host, talk show host on Fox, just like Tucker Carlson. But they were saying things that Fox couldn't have said. And so they kicked them off the network and they went independent. And now they're more popular than ever. Clayton and his wife have millions of viewers. Millions. Very, very popular podcast. So just a few days ago, keep praying for me. A few days ago, Clayton and Natalie interviewed a Catholic priest. The subject was the persecution against Christians by the Israelis in the West Bank, in Syria, in Gaza, throughout the Middle East. By the way, did you know that there is a very large Jewish community in Iran who live in total peace with the Muslims in Iran, and they have complete religious liberty to practice their faith in Iran? Did you know that? It's true. So the subject was the persecution, and the Israelis just attacked a missile attack against the only Catholic church in Gaza. And they showed a picture of the church, what it looked like before the attack. Very beautiful. And then they showed what it looked like after the attack, and all it was just a bunch of stone rubble. You couldn't even tell it was a building. It was just a bunch of rubble. Totally destroyed the church. So they had the Catholic priest on to talk about the attack of the church. But the fact of the matter is, the Israelis have been attacking Protestant churches in Gaza for 2 years. So there's nothing new about that. So the priest came on. And he did a very good job of explaining the atrocities, the horror, and the bloodshed, the hatred, the violence committed by the Israelis against Christians in general. Of course, as a Catholic priest, he had to throw in his faith, his Catholic faith, and promote his Catholic faith, and so forth. But the discussion generally was the habit, the practice of Israeli persecution against Christians in general. And he was talking about this and explaining how that it was the duty of peace-loving people and justice-loving people and liberty-loving people everywhere, regardless of faith, to stand up and oppose this kind of satanic oppression against religious people of faith or anyone else for that matter. Now that I've said that, I'm going to get a lot of hate mail because I mentioned that a Catholic priest was on the Redacted podcast. And I'm talking about it. And I'm complimenting the priest for having the courage to stand up and say what is happening is an affront against man and God. And I'm going to have people say to me, Chuck, there you go again. You're talking about Catholic. Don't you know Catholic or false religion? That's not the point. Amen. Here's my question. Why aren't Franklin Graham, Robert Jeffress, and Greg Laurie on the podcast Redacted telling the story about the persecution of Christians by the Israelis. Where are they? They're leaving it to a Catholic priest to do what they should have the guts to be doing. I'm good. People by the thousands are leaving evangelical churches. More than any time in our nation's history. And a lot of it, if not most of it, has to do with they are sick and tired of their evangelical pastors and churches supporting genocide against the Palestinian people. They're sick of it. Evangelical pastors are doing more harm to the cause of Christ and the message of the gospel than all of the atheists and the agnostics in the world combined. Amen. They are turning people away from Christ. Their support for the bloodshed and the Holocaust, the genocide, the ethnic cleansing in Palestine by the Israelis is driving men of conscience away from the evangelical churches, away from the gospel, away from Christ. And they're saying to themselves, if that's Christianity, I don't want anything to do with it. If that's what Jesus Christ is all about, I'm out of here. If that's what this church is all about, I'm gone. And so a Catholic priest gets up and condemns justly what is happening in that part of the world and the aggression and the violence, etc. And there's people out there that are going to be going, oh, wow. There's a Catholic priest telling the truth, expressing peace and love for mankind. Wow, I think maybe I'll go pay them a visit. And then the evangelicals turn around and get mad. But why? Look at them. They're promoting the Catholic faith, the Catholic religion. No, I'm sorry, you got it backwards. You evangelical preachers, with your persistent support for monstrous, murderous, madmen slaughtering tens and hundreds of thousands of innocent men, women, children, babies, and you are praising the people that are pulling the triggers. You're praising the people that are dropping the bombs. You're praising the snipers that are picking off little children one by one. You are giving them the cover of the Bible. You're telling your people the Bible supports this. You're telling them Jesus supports this. You're telling them the Christian faith supports this. And you're telling them that if they don't support it, then they're not going to be blessed of God. And people are standing out there and they're going, that makes no sense. That defies the laws of nature given us by our Creator. That it defies everything I ever thought Jesus stood for. Everything I thought Christianity stood for. But now I guess I'm not. I guess it's a war God. It's a war faith. It's a war religion. I don't want it. I'm gone. You are the ones that are driving them to the false religions of this world. At least you have the courage to stand up and tell the truth about the genocide in Gaza. You have no one to blame but yourselves. Right.